Later today, at a special 3 p.m. service, Bishop Hollerith will be here to celebrate the new ministry of Emmanuel Episcopal Church with me as your rector, officially marking the beginning of our time together. And it will be a joyful celebration because it is always exciting to begin a new chapter and have the opportunity to dream about where our work together might take us. So in the midst of Lent, we have been given a reason to rejoice. And even though those of you gathered here this morning may not be here at 3 o'clock this afternoon, I trust that you will join in prayerful thanksgiving for this community, this diocese, the larger Episcopal Church, and all the rich blessings of God that are found in our life together. And so how convenient it is to have as one of our readings today the lesson from 2 Corinthians, where it says, "If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." For like the upcoming celebration of new ministry, this passage also gives us reason to find joy in the midst of Lent, as it allows us a glimpse of where the season will eventually lead us, which is to the newness of life that is to be found in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because as we journey through Lent and spend time in reflection and repentance, we are hopefully moving towards a deeper understanding of God and a richer and more meaningful life of faith. And as we practice the act of repentance and reorient ourselves over and over again back toward God, we are assured that we are not only reconciled to Him, but we also are made new. For each time we place ourselves in God's hands, we are forgiven. And so each and every time we have been made bright and shiny and new. And isn't that really the constant interchange that goes on between God and God's people? This ongoing movement of repentance, forgiveness, and reconciliation. And so, in reality, each of us is drenched in grace as we are forgiven. With second and third and 50th and even hundredth of chances to repent and return to God. So once more, we come to see that God's goodness and graciousness to us is ongoing, and it is always a miraculous gift. So even here in the dreariness of Lent, smack in the middle of the Lenten season, we can't help but appreciate this bright ray of divine hope. And then, if we turn back to that reading, we can discern at least some of the reason why God gifts us in that way. For in part, it says, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, so we are ambassadors for Christ." Which means that as we are forgiven and reconciled to God, so too are we to extend the ministry of reconciliation to others. We are to be a source of peace. We are to be instruments of forgiveness. And we are to be extensions of God's grace and love for all of God's people. And since an ambassador is a person who represents their country or their interests to others, then it must be that we are charged with the critical work of representing Christ to the world by word and example, by service and love, and by working for truth and justice. We are to represent Christian values and beliefs to those around us so that our very lives are testaments to our faith in Jesus Christ. That is our call, and as Christians, that is our duty. That is also our joy, and that is our hope. So on this unusual Sunday of celebration, right in the middle of the Lenten season, let us be sure to pause and give thanks for the goodness of God, for the newness of life that we find in Jesus Christ, for the ministry that we all share, and for the blessings that surround us, no matter what we are doing, be it repenting, reconciling, rejoicing, or simply resting in the presence of God. Amen.